Geek Radio Daily for Monday, April 12, 2010. Good Monday morning to you. It's another beautiful week. How's everybody doing? Over us, the GRD crew, we're dealing with our RavenCon hangover. And you'll know more about that if you listen to this weekly episode that we just did. But that's okay. We'll survive. Got the cup of coffee. Ready to go. Ready to start off another week. And how do we start it off? Well, it's Monday, so today we're going to be doing our usual TV pages, we're going to be doing our box office results, and of course, geeky news. But how do we start off? We start off with birthdays. Starting off birthdays today, we have Rodley Smith. He is an actor from Disney Channel's Motocrossed. Let's see, who else we have? Claire Danes, 31 years old today. She was in Romeo and Juliet. Oh, amazing film she's done, that woman, young woman's done. Nicholas Brennan is 39 years old today. He is best known for playing Xander in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. All right. Also 39 years old today, Shan Daugherty. She was in Beverly's 90210. She was in Charmed. She was fired from both those jobs. She was on Dancing with the Stars for like 20 minutes. Who knows? Let's see. Who else is going to be born today? We have Vince Gill, 53 years old. He's a country music singer. And if you're like me, you have no idea who he is. Andy Garcia is 54 years old. Colombian actor. Millions of things. David Cassidy. I Think I Love You. All right. Yeah, that's the song. Not I Think I Love You. Sorry. 60 years old today. He's from the Partridge Family. Tom Clancy. From a million books he's done, ultra conservative. He is 63 years old. David Letterman, also 63 years old today. The guy who should have gotten the Tonight Show, 20 years ago. Ed O'Neill, 64 years old today. Best known for playing Married with Children at Al Bundy. He is now in Modern Family. Wonderful actor. 70 years old is Herbie Hancock. Rocket. Everybody remembers the video with the automatons. Oh, great times. All right, people who are no longer with us, we have Tiny Tim. He was born in 1930. Goofy-looking guy. Tiptoe Through the Tulips. He'll play the ukulele. And Ann Miller, born in 1923. She was an actress and a dancer. Did 40 movies and a ton of Broadway shows. So that's for our birthdays for today. Let's talk TV pages, shall we? All right, over there on CBS, you have How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, 2.5 Men, The Big Bang Theory. This episode of The Big Bang Theory is called The Wheaton Reoccurrence. Ooh, Will Wheaton's back. Ooh. And CSI Miami, and all those episodes are brand new. ABC, you have new episodes of Dancing with the Stars for 2 hours, and then Castle. NBC, you have a repeat of Chuck, a brand new drama, a new drama, and Law & Order. Fox, you have House and 24, both of them new. Spike Television, you have TNA Wrestling, and over there in the USA Network, you have WWE Monday Night Raw with guest host David Hasselhoff. Oh, I wonder how they got him. He's probably doing a million other things. Sci-Fi Channel, you have Ghost Whisperer, that's a mini marathon. FX Network, it's Armageddon and Damages. Comedy Central, you have Jackass, number 2. No, it's not the Billy Flynn life story. We won't talk about that. AMC, The Stepford Wives and The Invasion. That's a nice little twofer there. Fox Movie Channel has Marked for Death and The Vanishing. Not as good of a twofer. Sorry. Bravo Network, you have Guess Who. This is the remake of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Wasn't as good as it. Definitely not as good as the original. It had Ashton Kutcher and Bernie Mac. G4, you have a mini marathon of Ninja Warrior. And ABC Family, you have Charlie and the Chocolate Family, the 2005 remake. But if I'm watching anything today, it's on the Disney Channel, where reunited on their 21st birthday, twin sisters use their magic powers to save a kingdom from the forces of darkness. Tia and Tamara Mori star in Twitches.
No blasted lettuce today!
Mailbag. We've got nothing in the mailbag today. Everybody still has that RavenCon hangover, even people who weren't there. Please, send us some email. I'm doing the show alone again this week, so I'd love to hear some news from somebody. Send me something. You can send it to Podcast, The Bruce, Billy Flynn, or The Flintress, all of us, at GeekRadioDaily.com. All right, it's break time, but when we come back, we got box office results and geeky news for this April 12th episode of Geek Radio Daily.
Night had fallen hours before. My desk lamp was the only light in the office. The night was hot and I was down to my undershirt and suspenders as I worked. The light glinted off the bullet in my hand as I carved the last line of the rune. A curl of lead fell from the slug and onto the evening's edition of the New York Imperial Times. I set the bullet down on the paper next to the dateline, May 13th, 1931. I carved the demon's name into five more bullets just like the first, and I loaded them into my revolver. It was either going to be him or me, and I only had to the end of the new moon to finish my 38 caliber banishing. Set in a magically twisted 1930s, Two-Fisted Tales of Magic is a new podcast by Ted Wade. The Great War has broken the walls to dimensions once relegated to folklore. Humanity now shares the Earth with dwarves and orcs from the kingdoms of the Hollow Earth, fair folk of the Fey Realms, and creatures of the Demon Reaches. Humanity can call upon magic through wizardry, superlative physical powers, and weirdly enhanced technology. Coming in April 2010. Two-Fisted-Tales.blogspot.com.
Hey, this is Rock Lofton, all you nerds out there. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for April 12, 2010. It's all the geek without the weight. Good Monday morning to you. And if it's Monday, it's box office result day.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
All right, starting off at number 10, a brand new movie called Letters to God. It made $1.2 million, but it only has a budget of $3 million. So it's doing pretty good. Number 9, you have Diary of a Wimpy Kid from Fox. It's made $4.1 million. Its fourth week of release, it's made $54 million. Not too bad. Number 8, you have The Bounty Hunter. Made $4.3 million in its fourth week of release. Number 7, you have Hot Tub Time Machine. Made another $5.4 million. It's got a $37 million take so far, and it's a $36 million budget. You may see a sequel. Number 6, Alice in Wonderland. This is the remake. It made another $5.6 million. It's made $319 million in 6 weeks of release. Good job for them. Number 5, The Last Song. Made them another $10 million. $42 million budget. $42 million so far, $20 million budget. And again, possibly a repeat. Let's see. Number 4, Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married To? Made $11 million. Why did you go see this film? Number 3, How to Train Your Dragon. Everybody I've talked to says this film is absolutely wonderful. And it looks like it's still doing pretty well. It's got a lot of legs. In 3 weeks, the third week of release, it still made $25.3 million. It's a good job. Clash of the Titans was last week's number 1. It's this week's number 2. Made $26.8 million. It's already made $110 million in just 2 weeks. And the number 1 movie, ladies and gentlemen, is Date Night. $27 million in its first week of release. Not a bad job, but it only barely beat Clash of the Titans. So we'll see how well that holds up for next week.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! All the news from a geeky point of view. Well, what's new with the rumored Arrested Development movie? Well, according to David Cross, he tells TV Squad, way too much time has been. There's no way. They're not going to do it. I mean, there's so many people involved. Everybody's doing their own thing, you know. And everybody's age is just not going to happen. I'm sure I speak for everybody when they say that we'd love for this to happen. We'd love to work with it, but I don't think it's not going to happen. That's from David Cross. Fox could be a little spooked. The television failure of Arrested Development, it was a great show, but nobody really watched it. And they also have a problem with, you know, Reno 911 Miami. Decent show, had good ratings, but when it got to a movie, it flopped. So, Fox is probably not going to want to even try to push for this one. Discovery announced that a science fiction, science fact miniseries is being developed by Steven Spielberg called Future Earth. It will imagine life, what life will be like on Earth in 25, 50, and maybe even 100 years from now. As the project is being produced by DreamWorks Animation, we think it's going to have some CGI components to it. The miniseries will not be completely fictional. It will draw from a vast number of stories, including leading futurists, scholars, and the great minds of today, to dramatize and explore how various facts of our daily lives health and medicine, technology, the environment, military, the economy, and the media will evolve over the next century. Sounds like a pretty good story. I like to see this one when it comes out. Percy Jackson star Logan Lerman has been long rumored to be the next Peter Parker. Well, in Mark Webb's Spider-Man reboot, it was announced yesterday that Lerman got the part almost 100% locked. What does that mean? That means they're still negotiating. So, is a good chance that Percy Jackson, Logan Lerman, will be the new Spider-Man, but he hasn't put his name on the contract yet. So, there's last-minute negotiations. He might not be the one, but there's a really good chance. That's what they're saying so far. The last we heard about the now-defunct Star Trek experience in Las Vegas is they're still planning to retrieve it in a different location. Well, those looks like those plans might be out the window. Over the weekend, PropWorks auctioned off all of the props, the sets, and the remnants from the Trek-themed ride and attractions last weekend in Las Vegas. The sale, which took place last Saturday in Las Vegas, included pieces from the Enterprise-D replica, the bridges, the costumes, the model ships, the Borg alcoves, everything. Does this mean that CGI, that the Star Trek experience, which Paramount owns, is gone forever? Well, briefly stated, CBS says, we still own the contract, we'd like to do it again, we just sold off the stuff that we weren't going to use. Okay, yeah, we'll see how that happens. You know about CBS and Star Trek. Alright, and finally, two pieces of bad news, a little bit of somber news over the weekend. Starting with the somberest of the Munchkins in Munchkin City in the classic Wizard of Oz, that's right, the Munchkin Corner, Meinhard Rabe, passed away at the age of 94. Without him, we would have known that dropping a house on a wicked witch would cause her to die. Also, John Schrodinger, who was one of the finest science fiction illustrators in the 60s and the 70s, he was a Hugo Award-winning artist, and the first artist to draw for Frank Herbert's Dune and Anne McCaffrey's Pern, he died last Thursday at the age of 74. Herbert was so taken by Schrodinger's images, he referred to the artist as the only man to have ever visited Dune. Gentlemen, you are missed. All right, Geek Radio Daily, that's our Monday episode. Thank you for joining us again for another we'll get you through it. Join us on the Facebook page, become a fan, check us out on iTunes, write a review. We'd love to hear that. GRD is created with Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Awards 3.0 US license. Send us an email to Podcast, The Bruce, Billy Fletch, Fletchers, all of us at GeekRadioDaily.com.
We thank you very sweetly for doing it so neatly.
You've killed us so completely that we thank you very sweetly.